My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. Learning the ins and outs about health and nutrition today is more important than ever before. We are privy to more health problems, more diseases, more unhealthy things coming at us. And a lot of it, of course, you know, we have to point a finger at ourselves because of lifestyle choices and the things that we do every single day that we may not even think twice about could actually be the culprits in some of these situations. So we have to learn, you know, how we can make some basic changes, maybe some life changes, you know, along the way. I think the biggest problem is that it just gets so confusing and life gets in the way and we get busy and we get running around in circles and we start getting all these other things going on. And I think for many of us, we just have a tendency to, not know where to start. You know, where's square one? I mean, where is step one? And I think for many of us, we just kind of think to ourselves, you know, I've been looking at this for a while. I'm hearing this. I'm hearing that. This sounds good. This sounds great. This sounds good. I think what we have to do is, you know, just make sure that we're talking to people that can give us enough information so we can formulate a proper way of putting ourselves back into balance. Every day here on the show, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, we talk about the relevant topics, the important things for today, the things we need to talk about, the things we should talk about, and the things that we probably don't talk enough about. And then, of course, I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is an amazing place to be able to start your healthy journey, maintain it while you're on it, and then learn ways to be able to hold on to the great changes that you've made. Because they're up to date, they are informed, educated, and it is an information-based store. So you get to work with people with great levels of knowledge. And one of the things that they are looking at more than any other thing is being able to provide you with the information you need to make those really wise, healthy, decisive decisions. Stay Healthy is Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. They are also Las Vegas's, go-to place, because they've been around for so long that you know that you're going to get the right answers in the right state of mind in the most understandable way. And because they only carry the best of the best products, you really can't make a mistake choosing things that may not give you benefit. So visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Walk away with information. Get to work with the most knowledgeable staff. It's a fully packed store with a full service environment with the best of the best products at great prices every day. I mean, how much better could it be than that? You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to visit their webpage. It's under construction and being updated. The coupon is live and ready to go, so all you have to do is enter your email address and you can print a $5 off coupon to use on your next $50 purchase. Make sure to always check out the baskets at the store. Their basket giveaways are awesome, and all you have to do is fill out a slip. Just say, I need a slip. I want to enter to win, and they'll give you a slip to fill out. The other thing is stay in touch with them through their Facebook page. Their Facebook is amazing. It has great posts every single day. It'll alert you to changing things in the world around you, as well as in the industry, things going on in the store, as well as giveaways and all that good stuff. So definitely keep all of that stuff in mind when you are going to the Stay Healthy page. You know, I think when we start getting healthy, one of the things we want to do is make sure that we have our you know, ducks in a row, or at least in the same pond, if you will. You know, because it is really confusing. I talk to people all the time, and every single one of them say the same things. You know, where do we go? We're just really confused. Or I've tried these things along the way and haven't had much success. I think one of the main reasons we have little success is the fact that, you know, sometimes the misinformation is what we're running on. And the hard part is deciding that we, first of all, want to make a change. And I think for many of us, a lot of times I guess the hard part is, you know, I was talking with someone yesterday and I can't get it off my mind. You know, they're one of those people that are very, very anally organized in every part of their life. But the one part of the life they're not organized in is their health. And they have a hard time being able to get healthy because they keep cutting corners on themselves. So we had this long talk about a month ago, and then we talked again yesterday, and he finally decided that he went to the store, started talking with Marge, got some quality products, and all of a sudden things started falling in place. And I think one of the things that a lot of people are having a hard time understanding is that not all supplements are created equal, and not all people and the quality of information is created equal as well. So we have to keep that in mind. Today we're going to be talking about men's health and men's vitality and what we can do to feel better. Because, you know, there used to be a time when men would start feeling run down and sluggish and, you know, maybe some erectile problems, maybe some vitality problems, maybe some virility situations going on and just the blahs. But it was much men that were much, much older. But that doesn't seem to be the case today. And so we're going to be talking about some things that we can do to maybe make us feel better and, you know, have a better vitality. Neil Levin is going to be with us today. Neil is the Nutrition Education Manager and Product Formulator for the natural products manufacturer, Now Foods. Neil is a board-certified clinical nutritionist who has a diplomat in advanced nutritional laboratory assessment. He is also a professional member of the International and American Associations of Clinical Nutritionists, serves on the Scientific Council of the Clinical Nutrition Certification Board. Neil is a director, program chair, and past president of the American Nutrition Association and serves on the Public Relations Committee of the American Herbal Products Association. His comments and articles are published in magazines and newspapers. He contributes to scientific journals and has been featured in countless radio interviews and television news reports. And as you know, Neil is here every single month bringing us an hour of awesome information. You want to stay in touch with Neil? It's easy. He posts his articles on his blog, honestnutrition.com, and at nowfoods.com. He tweets as Neil E. Levin, and you can follow him on Facebook under Honest Nutrition, which I recommend highly, because this is where you can get breaking news and great information and stay in touch with Neil, because he definitely is, you know, in the middle of all of this information. It'll really make, you know, your question answering and your quest for success that much better by staying in touch with Neil. Help me welcome my guest. Hey, Neil, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you, Jeff?
Hey, Neil, how are you doing?
I'm fine. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Wonderful.
Okay.
Welcome to the show.
Glad to be with you.
You know, I talked a little bit yesterday briefly, and over the last couple of weeks, I've kind of alluded to men's health. And, you know, it's gotten to be a pretty big issue. I mean, I talk with guys all the time, and, you know, I'm hearing more and more from them at a much, much younger age how badly they feel. And in so many areas, from energy to strength to muscle tone to, you know, just different things. And I never, ever thought we'd hit a time when we would see men feeling this badly at such a young age.
Well, it's true. And, you know, I've looked a bit at some of the factors involved in men's health and nutritionally, of course, and, you know, what some of the experts say. And there's potential nutrient deficits that affect men. And, for example, Abbott Nutrition has five nutrition tips every man needs. Number one, pump up your protein. Dietary protein is the most important factor preventing and reversing excessive loss of lean muscle mass as we age. Number two is get more vitamin C and E, and they say those are two of the most potent antioxidants to help normalize inflammatory and oxidative stress and help reduce wear and tear on our arteries. Number three, enjoy a healthy seafood habit. American Heart Association recommends eating two fish-based meals per week, and, of course, the ones that have omega-3, and many people prefer to supplement versus eating fish, or they're not eating fish that is wild-caught from the ocean and would actually have omega-3. Farm-raised fish typically will not. Ease up on refined carbs because whole grains help manage weight, help manage cognitive health, and help prevent insulin resistance, which means it prevents excess blood sugar. So reduce intake of refined carbohydrates and make your carbohydrates whole ones from fruits, vegetables, and whole grains. And the fifth one is check your vitamin D levels. That vitamin D aids in both muscle and bone health to keep you strong through the years. And they cite official statistics, up to 41.5% of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. Deficiency may be even higher in the elderly. And the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality recommends talking to your doctor to have your levels tested, especially if you're age 65 and older.
Hmm. You know, I think that stress is a factor today. And you know, I was talking with a customer of mine that I've known for a very long time. He's in his 80s now, and he is amazingly healthy. Worked really hard on a farm and a ranch most of his life. Worked really hard physical work. And his son was with him, who's probably just turned maybe 60. And his son's son was there, who's in his 40s. And then his son was there, who was, I think, a late teenager, early adult. So there was four generations there. And the one that was the healthiest was the older man. And he's very vocal about it. He says, you know, they don't do any physical work. He goes, they sit behind the computer. They're all stressed about the things that mean absolutely nothing. They all eat junk. They don't eat any good food. And it was so funny to hear that mentality coming from somebody in their 80s, you know, but it was really true. That person in his 80s was on no medications. He's really, really healthy. He worked really hard at his health. And his son and his grandson are on a lot of medications, statins and all other different kinds of things. And his young great-grandson is having some problems with his health as well. And it was just interesting to see four generations, but to see that with all of our technology, we still haven't learned very much.
Well, it's true. And if you think someone who's 80, when were they born? You know, they were born a long time ago when we didn't have all as processed foods that we have now. Mm-hmm. The agriculture was not as chemically based as it is now. Obviously, there's efficiencies to using chemical farming and monocropping and modern agricultural methods. Even GMOs might have some efficiencies. But are they nutritionally as good? Are they providing the same nutrients? And I've seen studies indicating they don't, that the more modern agriculture is skimping on nutrition to have benefits for farmers or seed sellers or chemical companies, everybody but the consumer. And the consumer has benefits in having a variety that appears to be nice-looking food, but it's not necessarily as nutritious as what used to be grown before. And something that's interesting to me, a lot of the things that are nutrients to humans are not nutrients to the plants. They're actually producing antioxidants, polyphenols. A lot of the compounds that we consider healthy are produced by plants in response to stress. And if you baby the plants by giving it plenty of fertilizer, keeping the bugs off, getting rid of all the weeds, having optimal conditions, which the extreme version would be hydroponically grown in a greenhouse where you control even the light as well as the water. The more you pamper the plants, the less nutrients they make. And they need some stress. They need bugs biting on them. They need excess sun or water at times, you know, not constantly. They need various stresses to make them stronger, to make them produce these compounds that we use as nutrients and are very healthy for us, but which they're using as defenses against stress.
Huh. You know, do you approach your diet differently when you know that you're in this realm of extreme stress? I just had someone chime in and he said, you know, I'm 48 years old. He said, I'm under so much stress and I feel like I'm 90. He goes, I do go to the gym. I don't eat like I should. And that's probably part of the problem. And then I'm so stressed that I don't get any sleep. And I just wonder if there's a lot more people in the same category as me. I say yes.
Absolutely. I mean, think about it this way. Exercise equals stress. And there's other stresses, of course. There's mental stresses and stresses of jobs and relationships and all the other things going on. You know, the people suffering with the hurricanes and the natural disasters certainly have a lot more stress than we do. But when you're looking at what causes stress in humans, exercise is certainly one of the things. Exercise stresses muscles and physical capabilities, and nutrition is needed to build it up. That's what we talked about a little bit earlier, that protein is needed to compensate for the exercise. And if you don't have enough protein, you're actually going to have muscle wasting due to the exercise rather than muscle building. And you know what? Diets can cause stress. Mm-hmm. Special diets can lead to nutrient deficiencies. There was an article in Men's Health magazine highlighting how specific diets had specific potential nutrient deficiencies. For example, a vegan diet, potential deficiencies of vitamin B12 is probably fairly well known. But what might not be as well known are potential deficiencies in zinc, iron, iodine, omega-3s, protein. And I just saw an article come out this week that indicated that vegan diets were at a risk of deficiency in choline, which is essential in prenatal nutrition, as well as they just came out with an RDA for that recently. And you need these nutrients for muscle, nerve, thyroid function, blood cells, etc. But what if you're at the opposite end? Look at the paleo diet. Men's Health magazine pointed out potential deficiencies of B vitamins, calcium, and vitamin D, so they could affect mood, dental health, proper sleep. Gluten-free diets can lead to potential deficiencies of fiber and folate and things that help regulate blood sugar and metabolism, cardiovascular health, weight management, energy. Low-carb diet, similar, but you can also be cutting out antioxidants, carotenoids, phytochemicals like polyphenols, which you need for mood, weight, blood sugar, blood pressure, and detoxification, normal functions, and even nutrients men aren't getting enough of. They mentioned vitamin D, just like the Abbott Nutrition did, as one of the things men aren't getting enough of. Vitamin B12 for brain health. The zinc, vitamin B12. Potassium. You know, there's a bunch of nutrients, iodine, that men might not get enough of. If you're eating processed foods, they might not use iodized salt like table salt would tend to have. If you're not using as much table salt and eating as much seafood from the ocean, not from rivers or farm-raised ponds, where are you getting your iodine? I've seen reports that people in Boston, a seafood town, if there ever was one, are starting to get goiters from iodine deficiency because they're cutting back on the salt and the iodized salt at the table, and they're not getting enough of the iodine in processed foods, even if they're salted.
You know, it is interesting how things cycle. And, you know, There's so much information out there, Neil. You know, we've talked in the past about there was a time when we had to go to the library to get all of our information, and we couldn't get any information because there was no internet, there was no smartphones, there was no Google, there was nothing. And now we have all of this information in our lap, at our fingers, with a touch, with a swipe, with a click. And we have so much information out there. But then human nature takes over. And human nature being the point where we research what we want to hear, what we want to read, what we want to feel, what we want to agree with us. And it's not always the true to form information, where a lot of the books and things that were written when we were way back in our careers, you know, was a lot more factual. And today it's a lot more opinion.
It is. I mean, you can get more data today, certainly. And you mentioned the library. When I was growing up in Chicago, there was a service where you could call a librarian and ask them to look something up for you rather than having to go to the library. I mean, that was the internet back in the 1960s, you know, just to bring you back. But, yeah, there's a lot of nonsense. There's a lot of opinion. There's a lot of mixtures of here's some facts and here's a leap of faith opinion, and let's merge these together and jump to a conclusion that's probably not true. And there's a lot of self-appointed experts on the internet who are doing that. They want to stir up controversy. They want to demonize some nutrients. You know, soy, it would be a great example. I look at studies of how safe it is for women who have had breast cancer and things like that, how good it is for people and for heart health and things like all these different benefits. Of course, it's an allergen. Of course, some people can't tolerate it, but it's been demonized to a large extent beyond its potential harm. And that's just one example. There's lots of things. The stearates in pills have been overly demonized, that people are worried about stearic acid as a fatty acid that is in a supplement at maybe 1/1000th the amount that's in an olive, or a fraction of what's in a piece of chocolate or a serving of fish. You know, and they're worried about these tiny amounts because it's in a pill form, because somebody made that up based on some test tube study or something that doesn't really represent biological truth. So, yeah, there's a lot of nonsense going around. I spend a lot of my time debunking these things and answering questions. I actually answer the technical questions that come into our company from social media, Facebook, Instagram, you know, all these other things. And there's a lot of those things going around. And, you know, in a short form, how do you answer that you've been reading nonsense? You've been reading half-truths. You've been reading suppositions that have been disproven already.
Mm-hmm. You know, as I sit here and I listen to you, I think about a lot of the men that I talk with, and you know, I think guys have a tendency to wait a lot longer before we make a move toward a change. I think we'll shake a lot more things off, but I think when things start to affect us in certain areas of our life, I said we get a little bit more motivated. You know, men can deal with pain. They can deal with other things. When things start to happen with your virility and with erectile problems and your libido and things like that, these seem to be make or break situations where we actually decide to do something about it. Because it seems those are things that affect everything from our manhood to our masculinity. And I think the things that we just don't want to deal with, other things we'll let go longer. But it seems like those are things that actually lead us to search out support and help more often. Do you agree?
Yes and no, because I agree that that becomes certainly an issue involved with self-image and self-worth and, you know, being a man, you know, yeah. What that conception is. But it's also something that you don't want to broadcast, that true. There's a problem there. You want to brag and imply that you're virile, even if you're not. So there's a natural tendency to keep that hidden. Maybe you don't want to mention it to your doctor. Maybe you don't want to tell someone at a store what's going on. Maybe you want to research on the internet in secret and you're embarrassed by the pop-up ads that follow your internet activity, you know, those kind of things. And, you know, this is not something uncommon, and especially the relationship between cardiovascular health and men's ability to manage those aspects of their sexuality and their virility.
We're going to take a break real quick, and when we come back, I'm going to have Neil talk about some things within the Now Foods line that us guys could use that might just make us feel a little better, a little bit more energetic, a little bit more, you know, maybe virile, maybe even a little better in the bedroom and some other things as well. But we're going to talk about that. Don't go away. This is important information. Stay tuned.
Saying that omega-3 is important for your health is like saying that Vegas is hot in July. Since the 1970s, researchers have been learning more and more about the extensive health benefits of omega-3 fatty acids, including those found naturally in fish oil. But with so many formulas available, choosing one that meets your exact health needs can be an agonizing task. Fortunately, it doesn't have to be. Since 1968, Now Foods has remained one of the nation's most trusted providers of high-quality natural fish oil and omega-3 supplements. Now's omega-3 selection includes over 20 innovative formulas, including a diverse selection of fish oil products and combination formulas, available in a variety of soft gels, liquids, chewables, lozenges, kid formulas, and more. And if you follow a vegetarian or vegan diet, no worries. Now offers one of the best selection of vegetarian fatty acid supplements from flax, super primrose, and a number of other plant-based sources. If reading dozens of labels and staring at bottle after bottle has left you in a sea of fish oil supplements, do what other Las Vegas health enthusiasts have done. Stop by Stay Healthy and look for Now Foods award-winning fish oil supplements in the bright orange bottle. Stay Healthy stocks a complete selection of Now's natural health products with friendly, knowledgeable staff to answer all of your questions. That's Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Town and Country Center. If you're like most of our listeners, vitamins, dietary supplements, and other natural products play a big part in your healthy lifestyle. But with the economy still on the rebound, many people have been forced to cut back on their health product purchases. But we're going to let you in on a little secret. You don't have to. Since 1968, Now Foods has been offering the highest quality natural health products, dietary supplements, personal care products, and sports supplements at 20 to 30% less than what some companies charge for similar products. Wow, 30%? So how do they do it? It's simple. Now believes that everyone, rich or poor, should have access to the best natural health products. They buy in bulk, manufacture, and test all products in-house, and pass the savings on to you. With over 1,500 natural products, Now offers the industry's largest selection of vitamins, dietary supplements, sports nutrition, health food, and natural cosmetic products. Here's the best part, friends. Now's low prices allowed you to afford more of the products you take. Don't waste another hard-earned dollar on health products that are overpriced, overhyped, or low in quality. Do what so many have done. Before you buy another vitamin or dietary supplement, look for Now's line of award-winning products in the bright orange bottle. You'll find them at Stay Healthy, Las Vegas' most trusted center for natural health products, located at 840 South Rancho in the Rancho Town and Country Center, on the northwest corner of Charleston and Rancho. Okay, so it's well known that vitamin D is important for strong bones and healthy teeth. But now researchers are coming forward and saying that the sunshine vitamin could be even better than we all once thought. Recent studies have been reporting that vitamin D, in addition to its role in bone health, is essential for immune system function, cardiovascular health, nervous system and cellular activity, pain management, muscle tone, digestive function. The list goes on and on. Sounds great, right? The bad news is, as much as 70% of the U.S. population may be deficient in vitamin D. 70%. The good news is that now there's something you can do about it. If you eat a restricted diet, avoid the sun, or use high SPF sunscreen, getting the vitamin D you need couldn't be easier. And when it comes to natural vitamin D, no one can match Now Foods' combination of quality, value, and selection. Now's award-winning vitamin D line contains a wide selection of formulas, with potencies ranging from 400 IU all the way up to their 5,000 IU ultra potency formula. Now Foods uses only the most select natural natural ingredients, manufactures and tests all products in-house, and sells them at the industry's best prices. Think vitamin D might be right for you? Stop in and talk to one of the nutrition experts at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho, in the Rancho Town and Country Center. They're on the northwest corner of Charleston and Rancho. They'll tell you everything you need to know about vitamin D and help you find the formula that's best for you.
All right, we're back. I want to remind you to spend some time, and bring your questions with you to stay healthy. You know, make it a worthwhile trip for you. Walk out with great information, pick from the best quality products, and you got to check out the full line from Now Foods. Now Foods has, well, they have a presence in every department in the store. So no matter where you look, you're going to see products from the Now Foods line with good reason. Quality, integrity, consistency of great formulations, a variety, and, you know, up-to-date formulas, you know, relevant for today's world. That's really important. Now, there is a men's section there that we're going to be talking about today, and there's a big presence there as well of great products from Now Foods to help the guys, you know, feel better. All of us want to feel better. You know, we want to feel better in our own skin and, you know, more energy and all that good stuff. So make sure you ask about the available products from Now Foods in the men's department when you go to Stay Healthy. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston, Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturday, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. So, Neil, I'm getting a ton of chime-ins from guys saying, you know, I want to feel more energy. There is some erectile problems. I don't want to go to the doctor. I don't want the blue pill. I just want to be healthier and stronger. I'm summarizing all of these. So where do we start? What products are safe and easy? And do we have to have any kind of checkup before we use any of these products? I think they're probably alluding to some people that can't use, like, Viagra and Cialis.
Right. I mean, certainly we always recommend for safety and for getting the right answers that you let your physicians know exactly what you're taking. I always give them a list of, they know the medications I'm on, obviously, but I tell them I'm taking them regularly. But then there's a list of all the supplements I'm taking, and they convert them when they put them in the computer into some form that matches what's in their medical database. So it's not necessarily exactly the one I'm taking, but it's close enough that they have a clue what are the side effects and interactions and those kind of things. And that's an important feature because every one of these products has a caution. The cautions are sometimes generic boilerplate, keep out of the reach of children. The dosage is for adults only. If you're on any medication or have a medical condition, please consult with your physician before using, those kind of things. Sometimes there's more specific ones if you're on specific classes of medications or certain types of medical treatment. Those might be pointed out on some of these labels, and there could be some interactions between these. The first thing I'm going to recommend is, A, look at the diet, and the second thing is, B, consider taking a multiple vitamin. And there are multiple vitamins for men. Most of them are going to be iron-free because most men do not need iron, especially as we age. That might not be true if you're vegan. You might need iron. But if you're eating red meat or getting other sources of iron, you might not need to take it, and you certainly don't want the accumulation of iron, especially free iron that's not bonded to polyphenols or other antioxidant or free radical fighting compounds from plants that help control the iron. Mm-hmm. Uncontrolled iron actually stimulates the replication of microbes in the body, so it presents a potential immune challenge and is somewhat inflammatory to the body and presents other challenges there as well. So we definitely want to get iron in the diet to be sufficient in that nutrient, which is an essential nutrient, but you don't want to accumulate so much that it becomes a problem, and you don't want it to be uncontrolled. And things like polyphenols in green tea are great ways to control the iron in the body, the polyphenols in these plant sources. Now, beyond taking a good diet and multiple vitamins, then you want to look at specific things. There's herbs, for example, tribulus. Tribulus terrestris is an herb that grows throughout Asia. You can get stuff from Eastern Europe. You can get it from India. You can get it from China or Russia. It just grows all over Asia. And it works by working on the pituitary gland to tell it to release the hormones that control what's happening with the sex hormones. And it's not the only herb that does that. Maca does that. Ginseng, to some extent, does that. The longjack does that. Some of these herbs are actually unisex, where men or women can take the longjack or the tribulus or the maca. Tongkat ali is another one. These are herbs that work on the control systems, and many of them have been used on both men and women with good results. And so whether you're labeling it for men's use or women's use really is something based on a decision by a company, how they want to market it, who they think their audience is going to be. And usually there's going to be a bigger market for men's health, but that doesn't mean that women can't sometimes benefit by taking some of these things. For example, maca is freely used by women in Peru. It's kind of like a small potato-like crop that they actually eat as a food. So when you're looking at these formulas, you have to realize that they're not like drugs. You're not going to be taking testosterone. You're going to be taking something that tells the pituitary to normalize the production of testosterone. It might move it down rather than up if it's too much. It might change the form you're producing. But it's more of a control mechanism than stimulating this one pathway like a drug would do. The herbs are much more forgiving. They're much more modulating. They're going to help balance rather than force an effect in most cases. Now, you can make certain extracts that are designed to stimulate more or have a more specific effect. I would call that a drug-like effect, even though it's not a drug claim or anything. But you even have that with other herbs, like echinacea. Full-spectrum echinacea is considered a tonic, a modulating herb that can make immunity go up or down according to need. You can make specific extracts of fractions of echinacea that are specifically immune-stimulating. And that's one of the reasons why you see contradictory studies on herbs depending on how they're produced and how the extracts are made, because you can actually do different things with them. They have different properties. And if you're using the whole herb, full spectrum, you might get a different effect than taking a very specific fraction.
Now, let me ask you a question. You know, I'm a big believer in maca. I'm also wanting guys to be able to feel better and be able to have, a better outlook. Obviously, our testosterone and blood work are things we should be getting checked. If their next step, let's say they're using maca and they added in a good multiple vitamin, and they got a pretty good foundation program. They've asked questions, but now they want to add another little branch off the tree, if you will, all on helping men's, health be better. Where is the next step in the line? I mean, would it be the Testo Jack? Would it be a virility formula? Your preference for which way they should go as a protocol and how they can feel better along the way?
Well, I'm usually going to start with the basic nutrients, as we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
And the more gentle, general formulas, like the maca, like tribulus, things like that we know are not going to throw the body way out of balance. They're not trying to force an effect. Now, we do have some formulas that are a little more targeted. And we have three different Testo Jack formulas, Testo Jack 100, 200, and 300. And I've actually done a comparison of the three. The Testo Jack 300 is 300 milligrams of longjack, and it's Tongkat Ali is the common name for that. It's an Indonesian area herb. That's actually had some good studies on men and women, by the way. And we actually use the that herb in three different formulas, three different Testo-Jack formulas. Now, one of them is the straight or single ingredient Testo-Jack 300. There's Testo-Jack 200, which includes some herbs, including tribulus. It has the raw maca, and I always recommend raw maca. There's a difference between the raw maca and the maca root. Raw maca is a concentrate. Mm-hmm. It's 6-to-1 concentrate. They've removed other factors from it. There's specific colors of roots, like purple and brown and yellow. Certain ratios that are used to produce that. And gelatinized is another term they use for that, which means removing starches and increasing the protein type content. There's nothing to do with gelatin, because gelatin is just another name for protein in a sense. Even though gelatin is always an animal product, gelatinized does not necessarily mean it's an animal product. Maca root is not, obviously. It's vegan. But the raw maca is in the Testo-Jack 200 with the tribulus and horny goat weed, in addition to the Tongkat Ali or longjack herb. And we actually add Panax and American ginseng roots, which have obvious benefits for men's health and balance. Now, on the Testo-Jack 100, it just has really three ingredients. It's the longjack or Tongkat Ali, but it's a very expensive 100-to-1 extract called LJ100. So it's a different form of the longjack than the other two Testo-Jack formulas. It has the tribulus in there, but it's also got the ZMA, the zinc magnesium aspartate, which is a trademark ingredient that has been shown to support healthy testosterone levels. So it's not just an herbal or botanical formula. It includes the ZMA trademarked ingredient, which has had some studies indicating its benefits for men's health.
Now, my other question comes in. Can some of these things be used indefinitely, long-term? Do we make them part of our regimen, or do we try them for a while and maybe make a difference and then just lay off of them? Can we continue to use them?
Most of these do not have very long-term studies. Most of the studies on these herbs and men's health are going to last 30 days, 90 days, 180 days, certainly not typically for years. Now, there's other ones like the maca, where it's used as a root vegetable. We know it's taken as a food in significant amounts and seems to be healthy. So, something like that, it might make an exception and say there's some data indicating safety. On a lot of these, we simply don't have long-term data where we know it's going to be potentially beneficial over weeks or months, certainly not years, though. We simply don't know.
Okay. Maca and some of these other products, do we treat them like vitamins, Neil, where we take them with food? Or many of them are kind of food like in their own right. Do we take them on an empty stomach? As a formulator, do you think they work better with or without food, or is there a difference?
Well, we'll tell you on the label if we think there's a difference. Like, there might be a fat-soluble component that's of note, and we'll tell you to take it with a meal, for example.
Okay.
So where we know that, we'll certainly let the person know by having a suggestion on the label. For most of these, they are botanicals. They're not going to have a lot of data on there with or without meals. A lot of them don't matter that much. Some of them, ginseng or whatever, people are going to take. It doesn't matter if it's with a meal as much. You're not looking at these fat-soluble things that need to activate your pancreatic enzymes and your bile from the gallbladder, et cetera. To absorb them, they have another way of absorbing. Now, typically, it's okay to take most of these with meals. It's rare that we would say take between meals. Or some of them we might actually say take around bedtime, simply because their action occurs overnight. If there's something that's affecting growth hormone or something that might be produced overnight while you're sleeping and while you're not activating all your muscles and things. You know, that would be an example of something we might suggest taking between meals or late in the day. Or something where there's competition, like certain amino acids would compete with proteins, and you want to get that benefit of that specific nutrient, you're going to take it between meals, so you're not competing with proteins. So with or without meals actually means different things. Sometimes it means with fat. Sometimes it means without protein. You know, there's different meanings depending on what substances we're talking about and the mechanisms involved.
I see. You know, I think one of the things that I take away from this conversation is that, you know, today we are in such an amazing position where we have so many different things at our fingertips that can make our lives better and healthier, and so many different ways of going and different formulations and protocols and blended combinations. We just have to make sure that we're choosing companies that have great quality products like Now Foods. We need to make sure that we're asking questions. And I think we also need to have that little, you know, chat with ourselves that some things need to change. And, you know, we all want the magic wand theory where we wave the magic wand, we get to do anything we want and all the problems go away. But, you know, realistically, we know, everybody knows when they're doing things that are not healthy and that we have to make changes. I think once you decide that it's time for a change and you search out good products, I mean, we live in a world today, we have this candy store of so many things to choose from, and it's like no other time in history. It's amazing.
It is, and you know, let's not forget for men's health, prostate health is an important factor. And there's actually three nutrients that have really good studies showing benefits for prostate. And the three nutrients are, drum roll, saw palmetto, which contains several percent of fatty acids. They make an extract that's 85 to 95% fatty acids, which are plant sterols or phytosterols. And they have been shown to help normalize the prostate. Now, there's a combination where you can add to those fatty acids the beta-cetosterol or plant sterols, which are typically used for cardiovascular or cholesterol support, and they actually have an FDA-approved health claim, or a qualified health claim. I shouldn't say FDA-approved, but the FDA allows people to make a claim on that, which they normally don't allow any claims related to disease, but certain qualified health claims they do allow. And technically it's not approved, but it's allowed. I don't know what the difference is, but the government thinks there's a difference. So if you combine the saw palmetto fatty acids with plant sterols or phytosterols, it helps maintain healthy hormonal status, which is related to inhibition of certain enzymes and binding of oxidized testosterone, maintaining a healthy inflammatory response, relaxing the lower urinary tract of men, the prostatic smooth muscle specifically. And the third nutrient involved is lycopene. It's the red pigment in tomatoes and watermelon and various other red foods like that. And lycopene's a carotenoid. It's related to beta-carotene, which people are, I'm sure, familiar with. But it's a very strong free radical scavenger associated with prostate health in studies. So we've actually combined all three in our prostate formulas. We have a prostate support formula and a clinical strength prostate health formula, which includes even more nutrients. And they're both soft gels in a base of pumpkin seed oil, which pumpkin seed oil, of course, contains even more of these phytosterols or plant sterols, which are considered healthy for the prostate and for blood lipids, cholesterol levels, all that stuff. You're just adding more of it. It's a good thing.
I got a really quick question that just came in, and I know we have very, very limited time. Can you recommend one thing that would help us maintain better muscle mass as our testosterone gets lower as we get older?
Well, one thing that will help raise testosterone is exercise, and it also helps with muscle mass if you follow the exercise with protein, because you're stressing and allowing the remodeling and rebuilding of the stressed muscle if you get the protein. So getting adequate protein, as was mentioned in some of the articles I cited earlier in the program, you got to get enough protein to maintain, and you need enough exercise to stimulate the maintenance. One of the key amino acids to maintain the skeletal muscle in the body is called leucine. Leucine is one of the branched chain amino acids, one of the three branched chain amino acids, and it's one of the 9 essential amino acids you have to get from the diet. You need 2 to 3 grams of leucine a day from diet or supplements to maintain muscle mass. And, of course, you need the other amino acids for muscle as well.
Perfect. Neil, thank you so much. I always tell people that this is it's just a fun conversation. It's like sitting on a couch with a friend, only you get up and you are so educated you don't even remember learning as much as you did. I thank you so much for being here. It's always my pleasure, and it's an honor to have you on the show.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that. Consider you a friend.
Wonderful. Have a wonderful day, and be well, and we will chat within 30 days. Have a good time at Expo East.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. My guest today, Neil Levin. Isn't he awesome? He has so much information, and he makes it so easy to understand. And it's just you walk away, and you're like, wow, I learned a lot, and it was just kind of really conversational. That's what it's all about. Remember to head to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Check out all the products from Now Foods and every department in the store. And also ask them about what they have in the men's category. You know, the Testo RX products with the Tonkat Ali, the virility formulas. He also talked about maca. There's some good places to start there within the Now Foods line at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. It's a long time. But you know, when you've been doing it right for a long time, people learn to depend on you. They go there because they know that their questions get answered, that they have an educational, knowledgeable, passionate, and informative staff. It's a full-service environment. You're always taken care of. You're always recognized, and you're always treated with amazing respect, and that's what Stay Healthy is all about. This fully packed store, loaded with the best of the best products at great prices every day, should be your go-to place for everything health and nutrition. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to check out their new webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Enter your email address, print a $5 off coupon to use on your next $50 purchase. And as it gets bigger and bigger, as they're still building the site, it'll be loaded with information and great deals and specials and all other kinds of good stuff. So check it out, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Also, remember to give them a thumbs up on Facebook as well. I want to remind everybody it's the Staying Healthy Radio Show, and I'm here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. Remember, if you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, every day my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived, and they're put on my webpage so you can download the podcast when it's convenient for you. Remember, I am doing lectures again, getting ready for the fall. I'm getting ready for cold and flu season. If you have a group, an organization, a company, and you do health awareness lectures, if you're in management or HR and you'd like to get one of these lectures done, I don't charge for my lectures. I come out, I'll let you pick the topic, and we'll talk about educating and how to cut down on absenteeism, keep everybody healthier, and the lectures are fun, they're enlightening, and they're educational. So get a hold of me through the store or through my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. Be well. Have a great day. God bless. Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburke.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.